This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story overnight. Police in the U.S. city of Indianapolis say multiple people have been shot and a suspected gunman killed himself in a shooting late Thursday night at a FedEx facility near the airport in Indianapolis. A police spokesperson says when officers arrived, they observed an active shooter scene. Police say multiple people shot, but the specific number has not been made public thus far. The spokesperson says police don't believe the public is in danger. The U.S. has had several mass shooting incidents in recent months, renewing discussions on gun control legislation. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's prime minister to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader. A choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Biden and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also look to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The Biden administration calls managing U.S. policies toward the Indo-Pacific, where China under Xi is flexing growing economic and military power, the primary challenge for the United States. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.